Communications Online. He is the Assistant Director of Marketing and Operations there, and it's really a treat to have him. I'll let him explain a little bit more about his connection to the institution and a little bit more about the company for which he works. But it's really a great pleasure. I appreciate the time that you're taking, especially on a Friday, to share your expertise with our group here. So thank you. You might join me in welcoming Brian.
Thanks. Are you all set to go? Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here. As Amy mentioned, my name is Brian. I'm Assistant Director of Marketing and Operations for a company called Applications Online. You may not have heard of us before, but if you haven't been able to guess by the name, what we do is we put applications online. It's very straightforward. And in fact, probably a lot of the applications you've heard of before, and I'll get into that a little bit later. So you might ask, well, why is he here? Is he here just to, you know, hawk his product or sell us something? And the answer is no. In fact, I am a Johns Hopkins alumnus, twice actually. That picture up on the left is me and my senior year roommates at graduation in 2009. I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Mechanical Engineering. And then in 2010, 1 year later, just last May, I graduated with my Master's of Science in Engineering Management from Johns Hopkins. And that's actually me on the field at my master's graduation. So I know a little bit about Johns Hopkins. I've been in and around the Hopkins community for 6 years now, and I've enjoyed every second of it. I was actively involved with Johns Hopkins orientation. I was executive director for 1 year, my junior year, and so hopefully many of you will be able to experience that great program come next September. I also happen to work with the Universal College Application. It is one of our products at Applications Online. It is a consortium application that allows students to apply to one or more colleges with one click. It also happens to be one of the applications that you can use to apply to Johns Hopkins University. While I'm here, I'm also going to introduce my coworker, Chris Warner, who is another Hopkins alumnus. He is the Assistant Director of Business Development. He's also an alumnus twice with a degree in physics and engineering management. This is a little bit of a trend with our company. We actually average just under 2 Hopkins degrees per employee at my company. So we like to think of this place as kind of our first round interviewing office. So we're really blessed to be here. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Universal College App. There are currently 77 member colleges that you can apply to. It is very similar to the Common Application, which is the other application you can use to apply to Johns Hopkins University. The Common App, I believe, is up to around 460 colleges for this upcoming application cycle. And a little bit of information about that as well. You'll see on the back of these chairs, you'll see all these wonderful things about what Hopkins has done. And one that's not on there that I wish, you know, someday might be there is that our company Applications Online actually created the Common App Online in 1998. We were the first company to put it online and took it from about 20 colleges online in 1998 and just over 1,200 applications to well over 1 million applications a year when we left in 2007 before starting the Universal College Application. And so you probably interact with what we created more than a lot of these things on the chair, but we're a little less known. So hopefully you'll enjoy using both the UCA and the Common App, depending on what you decide to use to apply to college. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over some frequently asked questions I've heard. We frequently meet with counselors and students and other college admissions offices and just kind of talk about what it's like to go through the application process. And so I'm going to quickly go through some of the frequently asked questions we hear about the application process. The first thing is it better to apply via mail or online? And the simple answer to that is it really doesn't matter. The colleges are going to read your application no matter what the application is and how you send it to them. They're going to review it, and they're going to spend a lot of time to make sure they get to know you. And so it really doesn't matter. What I would caution you is that don't do both. Don't submit it online and then send them a paper copy. And the reason is that that could get confusing. Is this a new applicant? There's a lot of very similar names out there. And so it sometimes gets a little hard to tell. Is there updated information on this paper one versus the online one? So then they have to go through and try to find, you know, is there anything different here? And so I would suggest doing one or the other. It's really up to your preference. I would suggest using the online applications just because they're easier. You don't have to deal with being not legible. I know I would have had that problem had I tried to apply in paper. I never would have gotten into college because they would have not been able to read anything. Luckily, you don't have that problem when you apply online. And it also just gives you one easy way to manage the whole process in one place. Whether it's from the application or the supplement, which I'll talk about later, or seeing the checklist about what you've done and what you haven't done, it just makes the process a lot easier and less stressful if you do the online version. But you'll still be considered either way. The next thing is, will the college, yeah?
You may not know, but does the Hopkins admission office review it on a screen when it comes in online, or do they put it on the paper and review it?
The Hopkins admissions office does online reading, so they take the paper copy and put it into an online viewer that they actually use to read and write. But that's not typical of all colleges. For a lot of colleges, they're still in a very paper-based process where they're printing out these applications and putting them in folders and reviewing them. So it's very different from college to college, but Hopkins does read online. So as I was saying, will the college treat your application differently depending on what you use? And that answer is no. Whether you use the Common App or the Universal College App or a school's own application, if that school offers their own online application, they're going to review your application equally. It's in their best interest to do so, and it's also mandated by all these consortium applications. To be a member of college, you have to say that you will treat all applicants equally, and in our experience, they do. I have friends who've applied. When I applied to college in 2004, there was still a Johns Hopkins paper application of their own. I have friends who got in using that. I have friends currently enrolled at Hopkins who use the UCA, who use the Common App. It really doesn't matter. They'll review your application equally. Back to that question about what if the college offers their own application. This is becoming less and less common, but there are colleges that offer their own application as well, and it's the same thing. They're going to treat that application just like it was any other application and take the same time to review it. So it's really up to you. The college doesn't care. They get the information either way, and so pick your preference. There are some differences between the applications, so you could pick one depending on what fits your needs. For instance, if you like the essay on the Common App better than the other applications, you might use that one. Or say you're applying to 10 schools and they're all on the Common App, it probably makes more sense to use the Common App. Say you're a really good, athlete, and you have a video of your last game and you want to include it in your application. Well, the only application you can use to include multimedia content in the application is the UCA. And so maybe you want to use the UCA. It's really up to you. Depending on what fits your needs, pick the application that works. At any time, if anyone has any questions, feel free to stop me. I don't want to talk at you the whole time. Moving on, why do colleges ask for supplemental information? Up until, 1975, when the Common App started as a paper application, it was all about individuality. You had schools like the University of Chicago with the Uncommon application with very unique questions that were about them and how they assess what's a good candidate for their institution. And that kind of shifted, and more schools got to these common and universal forms that were, largely the same information, and they lost kind of control of the application. And so these supplemental forms came in so that schools can ask the questions they need in order to make an informed decision. As you can guess, though much of the information on these forms is the same, these schools are not the same. Johns Hopkins is very different from Duke, it's very different from Dartmouth, it's very different from Stanford, and any college you can think of, they're all very different. And so they're gonna ask different questions in order to assess your fit into their college. And so this is why they've added these supplemental sections beyond the universal or common parts of the form. So, the big question is, what happens after I click submit? Where does the application go? Well, the application technically doesn't really go anywhere. It's still in the same spot it was when you started working on it on the application provider's server. The only difference is, once you click submit, the college has access to it. So, up until the point where you finalize and say, yes, I want to submit this application, the college doesn't have access to any of your information. So feel free to log in as many times as you want, change information, really work on it to get it to portray yourself in the way that you want to. And as soon as you click submit, it's instantly available to that college, the second you click submit. So the question of, can it get lost in cyberspace? Not really. Obviously, there are catastrophic data center problems that could happen, but all of these application services do a great job of making sure that the site's highly available and data is backed up and replicated. So the chance of your information getting lost in cyberspace is very slim. If you're worried about that, print out a paper copy for your own records. It's probably good to have anyway, just so you know what you included in your application. Whoops. Well, apparently the computer shut down. So I will continue on with my talk without it while it boots up. I will just pull up my slides so that I can see what I'm doing. Well, I think the computer actually died. Which is really odd timing, being as I was talking just about the reliability of the data stored on the internet. So that's unfortunate, but yeah. So what I'll do is I have some notes here, so I'll just kind of go off them. Hopefully I can remember all of my questions I was going to talk about. The next thing I was about to talk about is, do colleges know the other colleges that you're applying to? And the answer to that is no, unless you tell them. Obviously, if you tell them, they're going to know. Most colleges don't ask you what other colleges you're applying to. If you choose to enroll or not enroll, they may ask then, but not on an application. It's actually a NACAC, which is the National Association of College Admission Counselor guideline, not to require students to tell you where they're applying, and colleges abide by that rule. There's a caveat to that of, just because the college doesn't know where else you're applying, you shouldn't apply to every college possible. This really is about fit, so you should take the time to do your homework and know where you want to apply and what's a good college for you before you begin the application process. The next thing is about, what if I can't fit everything I want to say on my application? The short answer to that is, there is an additional information section that you can apply more information to. If a college has a supplement, typically there'll be another additional information section where you can put more information in there. I caution you to utilize every possible pixel and every possible character you can put on an application, because it's a really long application, and you should really focus your application on the core, what makes you you. If you're filling up every possible space, there's probably a lot of information in there which is not essential to who you are, and will end up tarnishing your application a little bit. And so I'd caution you about utilizing every possible space on the application that you can. This is kind of an odd question that we get a lot is, will the time zone I'm in affect my ability to meet a deadline come the application deadline time? Firstly, I would say, don't wait until the last minute. That's probably not a good thing. But fortunately for you, these systems do account for time zones. So if you are on the West Coast, you don't have to worry about it being East Coast. Or if you're in another country, you'll be fine. You'll make the application deadline. But unfortunately for you, that also means you can't use that as an excuse as to why your application was late. So I would take the time to make sure it's in well before the deadline. There have been times in the past where some sites have had intermittent problems on especially January 1st, which is where a lot of colleges have deadlines. While this is few and far between, it is possible. And so I'd say, don't wait till the last minute. Don't risk it. Get it in early.
Does early application give you any advantage?
What was that?
Does early application give you any advantage?
No, there's no advantage on what application you use. In terms of availability, they're all highly available. And in terms of review, they're all going to get reviewed the same. As I mentioned earlier, it's really your preference. If the colleges you're applying to are all using one consortium app, use that one. If you like the essay better on another one, use that one. It's up to you.
I thought you said turning it in early.
Oh, just turning it in early?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a very lengthy process. I was up in Cambridge 2 weeks ago meeting with some colleges there, and they review applications up to 4 times. And so giving them the most time possible to review your application is advantageous to you. You've seen the numbers. Application volumes are going up and up each year. Some of these colleges, like Johns Hopkins, are getting tens of thousands of applications. And so the more time you can give a counselor to review your application, the better. But either way, it's going to get reviewed, whether it's on the deadline or comes in November. Still going to get reviewed. The last thing I'm going to mention in my frequently asked questions is, are there any tricks I can use on the college application to get into college? And if I had my slide, this is the only one I actually had an answer on the slide because I wanted to emphasize it, and it said no in really big letters. There are no hints and tips you can do, or there are no tricks you can use on the application that'll guarantee you get into college. Applying to college is really just about finding a fit, and I think when they were talking about college search, they mentioned that a lot. And so it's really just about being you and finding a place that's right for you, and them and the college knowing that you fit into their idea of what that university is and what their next incoming class looks like. So that being said, I will give you my hints and tips. And I'll explicitly say these are my hints and tips, having gone through it as an applicant not too many years ago and for working with the Universal College app. They're just 10 quick tips that I actually believe are in your packets, if they got in there on a slide. There are 10 of them. And I'll start out with the first one, which is do your homework. And this is kind of a bad pun on my part, and I apologize, because I mean it in the first sense of actually do your homework, because you need to get good grades, and doing your homework will help that. And the second part of that is do your homework in the college application process. Know where you want to go. Visit these schools. Get to know them. Get to know yourself. Know what they require on the application so that you're prepared ahead of time. The second thing is understand the application. In the case of Johns Hopkins, know that you can use the Universal College app or the Common application. Pick which one you want to use and get to know them as soon as possible. If that means printing out a paper copy and doing a run-through or creating an account and doing a test, go for it. Get to know the application and how it works so that you're not stressed out once you go through the process. The third thing is start early. Don't wait until the last minute. I mentioned earlier about January 1 being very busy for some of these online systems and very busy for admissions counselors, and so start early. The fourth thing is to write your any essays in a text editor. This is something that more and more applications are starting to tell people to do, and there are a few reasons for this. One is most of these essays have word requirements, and online applications don't tell you how many words you've put in on a screen. The reason being that it's very difficult to tell. And so typically what online applications do is they limit characters instead of words, because characters are easy to count. And so you have two things you have to worry about. One, you're meeting the word count that the college or the application service says to do in an essay. Two, you're limiting yourself to the character count that the application provider is enforcing on you. And the reason is that this is still a paper-based process on the back end. And so even though you're typing all this information online and it's stored in this nice little database, it's ending up on a PDF somewhere. And so it has to print in a finite amount of space. And so we have to enforce these character counts in order to make sure that all of your information appears correctly. One good thing about text editors is that they count words and characters pretty well. And so you can know beforehand how many characters and words your essay is. It also means that you can save it, come back to it, and spend the time that you should on these essays to make it right. You can have other people look at it and really get it to the where it needs to be before you just copy and paste it into the online application and send it through. Which brings me to number 5, which is print preview your application. This came up recently in the New York Times about online applications and print previewing. What you see on that PDF is what the college is going to see. So if you type something and it doesn't look right, it's not going to look right to the college. And so make the adjustments to do so, or use the additional information section to make sure everything fits. This is not a problem with every field, and You don't have to sit there scouring every single field on the application, but just take a glance at it. Make sure that what you see on the PDF looks right to you. A caveat to that is colleges really don't care what your application looks like. They care about the content of the application. Many of you in high school know, oh, I'm going to underline book titles, so I'm going to italicize this. Unfortunately, you can't do that online in these forms, and colleges know this. They're not going to think that you don't know how to write if you're not underlining a book title. And so they recognize this. Don't worry about it. Just get the content in there that you want and send it through.
Oh, one thing.
Yeah.
The essays, do you need to sort of underline or change your sort of characters and make it bold or?
You can't. Unfortunately, that is not supported. That is a very difficult thing to do with plain text, and so everything is just plain text. And the colleges recognize this, and they understand, and they really just care about what you say, not what it looks like. The next thing is, if you're unsure, ask for help. And this goes throughout the college application process. If you're using the online application and you can't figure out how to do something, check out the FAQs. Read the instructions. There's probably information in there. Ask someone else who's going through the process. Don't get stressed out about it. The other thing you can do is submit a technical support request. All your online applications have technical support request lines that are manned 24/7, 365. Right now, the last numbers I heard is on the Common application, it's about 45 minutes you'll get a response from a real person. With the UCA, it's about 5 minutes. So either way, in less than an hour, you should have an answer to your question. 24/7, 365 if you're having trouble using the online applications. I'm trying to figure out what number 7 was. I don't know.
Be yourself.
Be yourself, right. There's a lot of information that can go in the application, but whenever you're filling it out, just remember to be yourself. The worst thing you can do is try to make yourself look better than who you actually are, because this can come off as disingenuous. Especially in the activity section of an application, there's about, I believe, 7 lines where you can list your activities on the UCA, and I think it's more than that on the Common App. Just because they're there doesn't mean you have to use them. If there are 3 or 4 things that are your life, and that's what you do, just put those 3 or 4 things in there. You don't have to fill up all of the spots. Be yourself. Which leads me to the next thing. Make sure that you come through. The only way a college can judge how you will fit into their culture at their institution and into the class that they're trying to create is to really understand who you are as a person. Someone reading the application should really understand what motivates you, what drives you as an individual by the time they're done reading your application. So it might be good to have someone else read it and see if they get that picture of you as well. It should be evident who you are once you complete that application. Last 2 things. The checklist is your friend. Both the Common App and the UCA have a great checklist to tell you all of the information about your progress within those applications. They'll tell you the colleges you've selected, the requirements those colleges have for their application. They'll tell you what the status is, whether you submitted it, whether it's late, when it's due. They'll also tell you when it's downloaded by the school, which is really important. While the information is available to the college instantly, they don't necessarily process it right away. They're getting a lot of applications, and they have a process they have to go through in order to make sure they get that information into the right places. So your checklist will be updated automatically when the school downloads that application. That doesn't necessarily mean it's finished with the rest of their processing. So utilize your checklist to know where you are in the process, and so you don't have to keep calling up the admissions office saying, where are we on this? Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you download it? Use your checklist and give it some time. Be patient. Which leads me to the last thing and the most important, don't stress out. This should be an exciting time. I remember when I was going to visit colleges and applying, this should be the easiest thing you do all senior year is applying to college. You know, you get to be yourself and talk about yourself, which is great. So as long as you're honest, you utilize the resources that are available to you, whether it's checking out the checklist, using text editors, basically all the things I mentioned to you in these hints and tips to help reduce your stress, if you follow those, you should have a pretty stress-free time. And hopefully you'll enjoy it. These are some great campuses that I'm sure you'll be visiting with wonderful and brilliant people. And so just soak it all in. It'll be an exciting time for all of you. So at this point, I'm done with my hints and tips and what I was talking about the application. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Yeah. In the supplement, I'm unsure. The Common App has their links in their supplements, and I don't work with them anymore, so I'm unsure how many are using it. With the UCA, ours is embedded within the first part of the application. The application is itself, so every college will take that multimedia information. In terms of overall supplements, about 50%, 50 to 60% of our schools use supplement, and most of them don't add additional links like that. They'll just use the one that's in the main application. So unfortunately, I don't know how many Common App schools are doing it in their supplement. Great. Well, there are no other questions. Thank you so much to the admissions people and the alumni people for having us here today. It was an honor to be back on campus at Hopkins. It's always great to be here. Also, I know you guys have a break coming up. We have some Universal College App notepads and posters out in the hallway, so feel free to grab some and take them home with you. And thank you.